The governor's first stop was in New London, where a church was toppled during the storms Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning. The National Weather Service confirms three tornadoes touched down, one in New London, one north of Appleton, and one in Wrightstown. Todd Pritchard is a spokesman for the Wisconsin Department of Emergency Management. He says the only storm-related fatality was the town chairman of Porterfield in Marinette County.
Eugene Lacombe was out with a public works employee, and they were trying to clear Bagley Road off of Highway 64, and unfortunately a vehicle came and struck them. It's still under investigation, but it appears that probably the glare of the headlights and the weather conditions at the time kind of contributed to lack of visibility.
Crews from We Energy and Wisconsin Public Service worked overtime to restore power in the Fox Valley. Pritchard says most customers should be back online by this evening, but some may be without electricity until this weekend.
We Energy's lost over 50 poles in this. I think WPS lost over 100 power poles. That's a lot of poles and wires down and a lot of man hours to try to get those back up and back online.
Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson met with Governor Walker today and asked for support from the Wisconsin National Guard. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.